It's Get Well Wednesday, and it's brought to you by Crest Pro Health. Take care of those teeth and gums by going pro with Crest Pro Health. This is National African American Bone Marrow Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And our doctor this morning is Dr. Dennis L. Comfort. Doctor, where are you calling from?
I'm calling in from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Good morning.
All right. A lot of African Americans there.
Yes, so we have a nice population of African Americans, not as many as some other parts of the country, but we've really enjoyed enrolling African Americans from all over the country in the National Marrow Donor Program.
July is African American Bone Marrow Awareness Month, and Be the Match is urging more African Americans to join the national Be the Match registry as committed potential marrow donors. First question. What illnesses can bone marrow help treat?
So bone marrow transplants are needed for a lot of blood cancers. So these are leukemias, lymphomas, and related conditions, but also a variety of non-cancerous conditions like aplastic anemia. And very important for African Americans is the increasing success of bone marrow transplantation for treatment of sickle cell anemia.
Okay. Now, African Americans need bone marrow donors by African Americans?
Typically, people match those people who share ancestry. And so for African Americans, they're most likely to match African Americans. And unfortunately, we have the lowest rate of matching for African Americans. And that's because of the mixture of African and other tissue types in the African American population makes them the most difficult to match.
Oh, that makes sense.
So if we have European blood or Indian or whatever, that makes it more difficult to have a perfect match.
And all of us are mixed with something.
Exactly. We really have a melting pot here in the United States.
Okay, so
is it painful?
Yeah, does it hurt? That's the question.
To be a bone marrow donor?
Yeah. Does it hurt?
The short answer is it is not a painful procedure, and that's a misconception. But about 80% of the donations occur by what's called peripheral blood stem cells, and that's a fairly simple procedure. It's an outpatient procedure that is like donating platelets or plasma, and the remainder are bone marrow collections from the hip bones, which is a minor surgical procedure done under anesthesia. Most people who donate bone marrow say they feel like they strained their back. They have a back strain that lasts for several days, and then they recover.
And for those of us who are contemplating being a bone marrow donor, what does it take to get on the list, to be on the registry?
So you can join online. If you're between the ages of 18 and 44, it is free to join the registry. You can join. We set up a special site for African American Bone Marrow Awareness Month, which is join.bethematch.org/AABMAM, African American Bone Marrow Awareness Month.
Now, when I went past the age of 44, they said, we don't need you so much anymore. Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
As it turns out, the younger donors are preferred by the transplant physicians because they give a bigger yield of cells, and it also appears the patients do better with younger donors. Mm-hmm. So whenever possible, the transplant physicians will select younger donors. If you're 45 and older, we still allow people to join up to the age of 60. However, we do ask them to pay the cost of joining, which is $100.
Ain't that something? Yeah, we want your bone marrow, but you have to pay to give it to us.
Because you're too old.
Because you have old marrow.
That is messed up, Doc. Now, come on. That is so messed up.
Well, Steve, we've got limited funds, and so what we've done is try to focus those funds on those younger people and let them join at no charge.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because we know that they're preferred. But We're delighted to have older people join, but the likelihood that an older person will be selected is less.
Yeah, clean that up, Doc. Go ahead.
Yeah, Doc. Work on that. For your next interview, don't mention that one, Doc.
It'll cost you. But it's very much worthwhile to save a life like that.
All right, Be a Match is the name of the website. And he is Dr. Dennis Kunfer. And he'll be around for the next hour to answer your questions at 646464.